The ideal mentor. The ideal mentor. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The ideal mentor. The ideal mentor is the one that is never mentioned, the one that is never pointed to, the one that is never recognized. The ideal mentor is one who has his student realize he is the greatest. The ideal mentor is one who has his student realize that everything the student does is beautiful and good and wonderful and magical. Yes, magical. That's what the ideal mentor trains into his mentees. Now, can anyone be a mentor? Can anyone be a person who trains another person to be themselves, to be the finest and the best that they are? The person who does that is themselves, recognizing that they are living as the ideal person. They're being themselves and having fun in everything that they do. They're being themselves and having fun in every area of their life, and they feel just so wonderful about it. They feel so fantastic about it because that's all that really matters. A parent is seldom an ideal mentor because a parent becomes frustrated and bothered by the questions that their children ask. An ideal mentor is never frustrated, never bothered by the questions the students ask, the people ask, the children ask, the whoever they are who asks. The ideal mentor is one who encourages the student to go off on his own, encourages the student to trod new roads, to walk new paths, to go down new journeys, and explore them to the fullest. The ideal mentor is one who gives values or trains the student in values and says, always believe in yourself, always do what you know is right, always do what you know is the thing that you would be proud if other people knew that you did it. Always be proud of that. That's the ideal mentor. Now, there are not too many ideal mentors around because not too many people have that attitude about themselves. Not too many people have that attitude that life is fun and they can do anything they want to do because their values are so intrepid, their values are so wonderful, their values are so stable. Their values are so real. When a person has other people that they're training as students to become an architect, to become a builder, to become an artist, to become a teacher, to become anything at all, the patience of the mentor is legion. The patience of the mentor is absolutely fantastic because the mentor has to allow the student to find himself. Allow the student to find himself and know who he is and be who he is. And as the student finds out who he is, he sometimes feels he has to run away from the mentor. He has to run away from whoever it was that trained him in his values, who trained him in those things that made him valuable and wonderful and fantastic, the genius that he is. But that's just human nature. And as human nature, it is not paid much attention to. What is really paid attention to is, did you take your dream and run with it? Did you take your ideal of yourself and go out and demonstrate that ideal of yourself in every area of your being? Did you find out who and what you are and like it very much? When a mentor has a student, the mentor says to the student, what do you think about that? How do you think that you'd like to do that? This is how I would do it. I would do it in this particular way. I would do it by giving my full attention to it. I would do it by taking time to meditate, taking time to listen within, taking time to find out from my inner self what my real desire for myself is. And as I take time from my inner self to find out what my real self is, then I go and do it. Then I go and do it, not secretively, but I do it just definitely. If it is creating an idea. I take that idea and I put it down on paper. I don't show it to other people. I may show it to my mentor, but I don't show it to other people. I show it to my heart. I take the dream that I have in my heart and I fulfill that dream in every manner, in every way, in every shape that I can. Because that dream, to me, is the most wonderful thing in the world. Now, we all have dreams, and we all have lots and lots of dreams. We all have desires and goals, wishes and wants. And as we have these things, we pursue them to a limited degree. But we realize that we are not pursuing them in the right way because we do not have enough talent, we do not have enough genius, we do not have enough experience to make our dreams come true. And here is where the mentor comes in. The mentor says, believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Know that you can do anything you want to do. You are a great master in any area that you want to be. Follow your dream. Follow your heart. Follow your vision. Follow who it is that you are. And go forth and accomplish it. Go forth and fulfill it. Go forth and realize that it is done right now already. And you are merely revealing it out of your heart. With your own magical way, with your own unique approach to whatever the circumstances may be. And so it is. We go back to Mozart always. He listened within. He learned how to meditate. And to him, he struck a chord inside of himself of music. And music spoke to him and says, you are music. Music is you. Oh, music is so wonderful. And so whenever he would think music, he would write it. And he would write it down perfectly. Edison chased after his light bulb so many times, and so many times he did not find it. But he had the vision in his mind of a light bulb to accomplish what a light bulb does. And though he tried many things when his mind or other people would say things, or he'd learn about some scientific discovery of how filaments are used, and how gases are used, and how a vacuum is used, and how all these things are used. And each one of them was noble in itself. But until he put them all together in the package of the light bulb, he did not have a light bulb. He had to be meditatively open to the divine within him, because reality would say, this won't work, that won't work, this is too tough, that's too tough. And he tried them, and they burned out, and they didn't work. And then he stopped trying to chase after what didn't work, and then he found out what did work. It's just like Einstein, the great genius. He meditated, and when he meditated, he came up with these things. Now, when he was in his 20s and he was writing his notable works, what was he doing? He didn't have the skill, he didn't have the genius, he didn't have the education that would say to him that he knows all these things, like the theory of relativity, that he knows those things. It didn't say that to him. He wasn't interested in those ideas. He was just interested in the concept of the theory of relativity, but he didn't know he was even interested in that, because he was just interested in space and time and all of these things that make up relativity. And as he was interested in those things, the realization of how they functioned and how they worked and how they manifested themselves in this universe of ours, he felt he had a handle on it, and he grabbed that handle and he wrote it down. E equals MC squared. How wonderful. How insignificant. How stupid. How unintelligible. Today, scientists are still fighting to prove it wrong. And all they're doing is proving it right. Because he listened within, and he didn't have all the garbage, all the education, all of the experiences that tell him it can't be done. He just listened within, and the divine within him revealed to him the pathway to go. Poets sit down and begin to write poetry. And they don't realize it, but they have no experience in rhyming, and they have no experience in all the various alliterations that go into poetry, but they think poetical. They think beauty in words. They think beauty in ideas. They think beauty. And they, because they're thinking beauty in words, they're speaking and writing beauty in words. They're not looking for the words. The words just come to them. The words just blossom in their mind. Their words just come into their minds like the rapper's word comes into his mind as he's rapping along, and he's rapping on subjects that he has no idea what those subjects are. He's rapping on ideas of infinite variety, and they come to him beautifully. Now, we may or may not appreciate what he's talking about or what he's saying or what he's doing, but he's letting his inner soul reveal what it is going into right now. And we say, wow, that's pretty bad, or wow, that's pretty good. It all depends. It all depends. The mentor encourages the student to follow into his inner dwelling self. The mentor encourages the student to listen within and hear the magic, the music, the wonder of all the ideas, of all the imagination. And though he may not have a concrete idea of what he wants to do, he has a beautiful mental idea of what he wants to do. And he keeps putting window dressing on that mental idea until that idea comes forth as a beautiful expression of all that is good. It's all up to us what we want to do. We're all mentors and we are all the student. We all listen within and we hear the divinity within. All is in order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. And if we do have a mentor, fortunate if it's our parents, our teachers, some person we meet, someone we admire and respect, not totally in all of their areas of their life, but we respect them in their genius of the area that we're interested in. And pretty soon we find all the areas of their life go along with what their genius is. And that when we seek to accept them and realize what they're teaching, we don't judge them. Because when we judge them, we lose the benefit of all the blessings that their genius gave to us. Frank Lloyd Wright, many people followed him as an architect, and many people followed his program and his techniques, and they went beyond. Many people followed Edison. Many people followed Ford. Many people followed all of the great entrepreneurs who came down through history, and they followed them as a genius. They followed the ideas they had. Oh, we may not have approved of Bill Gates and some of his mannerisms and Steve Jobs and some of the manners in which he conducted his life, but the genius that they were was so magnificent. If they really had a chance to let go of the past and live in their present as they did, as they do, their genius would shine forth so beautifully, and no matter what the world wants to say about them, the magnificence of who they are is so good and so great and so wonderful, it outshines everything that the world wants to say. Having a biography or written about you is not necessarily a beneficial thing, because it tells all of your struggles as you arrived at where you had your goal. And really, it should be, here it is, the beautiful apple conditions and programs. Here it is, the beautiful Microsoft. Here it is, the beautiful theory of relativity. Here it is, the beautiful all this. And all we try to do is to look at the human of these people instead of looking at the divine and finding the magic that they brought forth to the world and letting go of all else. The divine man starts in you and in me. The divine mentor lives in you and in me. The divine being that we are is now ready to shine forth and illumine our world, glorify all in life. And that's who we are. That's all the difference it makes. What kind of a mentor are you? What kind of mentor did you have? Have you learned to be yourself and have fun? Have you learned to live your life so beautifully, so fully, so fantastically that you are very happy with just who you are, the way you are right now? And should the world fall in on you in any reason, you live in your happiness now. Be that mentor, be that student, be that allness right now. For that's the truth about you and the truth about me. And I'm a very happy fellow, and I'm sure you are too. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.